Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, welcome or welcome back to Call Your Friends. We are your friends, Maddie and not Lauren.
Darian.
Why are you so far away from me?
What do you mean? We're gonna be like sitting like this?
That's so weird. Me and Lauren do it.
Literally no chance. It's just how me and John do
Darian,
it.
Darian, you're so far away.
No, I'm not. We're supposed to be turned and you're not supposed to be staring at the camera, and it's weird if we're close.
We look at the camera also.
Well, you can look at the camera also, but you're supposed to be more looking at each other.
Well, my left side's my good side anyways, so this is great for me. Lauren usually makes me sit on the right. But anyways, you'll see that Lauren, our third sister, is not here today, unfortunately. She's back at school, but I do have Darian here. Darian is a new podcaster, so I want to ask her about how she's been liking the industry. She's pretty new to the space, so do you want to share a little bit about your podcast? You can promote yourself.
Well, John, our brother, Johnny, and I have a podcast together. It's called the 4AM Podcast. It's like a chill thing. It's like for fun more so. Just like a good way to connect with his fans and stuff on a different level. Tell them about the music, all that. Mm-hmm. We actually got an email today about a monetization thing.
Oh, wow.
So we're moving up in the world of podcast.
Yeah, that's
but,
great.
I mean, I
I've
like
never
it.
Listened to it, but wow. I'll have to listen because it sounds like you guys have some good ideas for episode topics.
That you're going to steal?
Well, you know, after our transition to Call Your Friends from the Sister Diary, we've been having a lot more relaxed episodes as well, which I think is, people like it, and I like doing them more. Lauren likes them more too, just like having a topic and then discussing them. And we have a few other segments. I'm assuming you haven't listened to our show either.
No.
So we have our current events segment. We have a life update segment. And sometimes we just talk about nothing for so long that we kind of forget to get to the episode. We also have listener voicemails. We want to call friends, but we've just run out of time every week. So we have a lot of ideas, but it's also nice to do something more relaxed. We don't have any we don't have to talk about certain things. We don't have to have guests on if we don't want to. Obviously, we said when we started the podcast that we wanted to have people that we knew more because it's kind of hard to bring on people that you've never met before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you guys have had, can we add any
no guests? We might, but no.
It's definitely better. Like, imagine you're meeting someone for the first time on the podcast. It's
an interview.
Yeah. It's kind of awkward. So I just think the best episodes are ones where everyone's like comfortable and knows each other and you're just kind of talking with a microphone and a camera rather than like thinking about what you're going to ask question-wise. So that's where we're at.
Mm.
But today Darian is joining me. We're going to give you guys a little life update, talk about what we've been up to lately, and then talk about hobbies because I think we've had this discussion maybe before. I don't know if you were on the episode, but oh no, I think it was just Lauren and I talking about our opinions and our thoughts on hobbies. So we'll get into that. But first, let's give a life update. What have you been up to, Darian?
I've been in LA mostly. And spending a lot of time with our brother. We are finishing his album right now. So we've been shooting music videos and doing writing sessions and meetings and getting ready for his tour. So that's pretty much all I've been doing.
So when's the tour?
The tour starts April 21st. And there's like seven shows, I think, six or seven. goes for a couple weeks, and then the album will be coming later this year. I can't say when.
I feel like it always gets changed.
Yes, it's gotten changed a few times. He signed with like a new American label, so that's kind of delayed us a bit, but there'll be lots of music coming out very soon.
Well, that's great to know. I feel like people think that it's like your choice.
It's not. We talk about this on our podcast all the time.
Oh.
Because they're like the song, they know like the song's done, like the next single.
Right.
But they're like, why haven't you put it out? Every day they're like, why aren't you putting it out? But it's like not really up to us. And there's like a whole process and everything. You have to submit the music like pretty much 2 months in advance.
Yeah.
Almost 2 months, like 6 weeks in advance to do everything in time. So.
Yeah, it's not like you're just like, oh, we don't want to put it out now.
No, we wanted to put it out in January, but it wasn't done in January. But like, we wanted to put it out so long ago. So, but it is actually coming soon.
Well, let's hope. I don't even know when it's coming out, so it'll be a surprise to all of us. I'm thinking about coming to a few of your shows. Oh, you nice. And John, you know, I guess it's his show, but I feel like you're part of it. So, preferably New York City, because, you know, I like to go to New York. But I'm not sure if it's going to work out timing-wise, because the dogs can't be left alone. So I'm like, should I go to New York another time? You know, but there's some other interesting places you're going. I like Boston. Are you going to Boston?
We're going to Boston the day after New York.
Boston, New York, Montreal is a great city. Yep. Lots of good spots. Well, that's going to be exciting. And you're not going to Coachella, so that's unfortunate timing-wise.
We were supposed to go, but now we have tour rehearsals.
Yeah, that's
so nice. I mean, Coachella tour rehearsals, I'd rather go to Coachella, but you know, the tour rehearsals are very important.
That's true. Yeah, and you could do both, but it's a little bit risky. Darian had a bad experience one time. She missed her exam. I think we might have talked about this, but you know, you don't want to leave it anything too close to Coachella, because there's always some variables, like missing flights, stuff like that.
I did miss my flight and my exam.
Yeah.
Oh well.
And she got a zero.
And I don't regret it.
What did I say? I'm like, don't you regret that? Like, don't you wish you could just undo it? She's like, no, I don't care about school. Like,
I had a great time.
I passed.
I had a great time at Coachella. I don't think about it. It doesn't keep me up at night.
That would keep me up at night for a while, I think. It would just pain me.
It was a bit upsetting for a day.
A day. Well,
and then
that's
I
good.
Moved on.
At least it didn't linger on you.
It actually almost happened to me twice. I almost missed two exams. I actually did miss the other exam.
What?
But my prof was a legend, and basically it was kind of his fault, because he told me like the schedule for the wrong class.
Oh.
So I went to the exam the day after, and I got there, and it was fourth years, and I was in first year.
Oh, that's
And I was
bad.
Like, oh my God, this is the wrong class. So then I emailed him, and he was like, yeah, the exam was yesterday. I must have given you the wrong course code, because there was two course codes for the class. And then he let me write a essay.
Wow, that's lucky.
Yep.
Because usually university professors are really not helpful. I was talking to some girls today at the store, and they were saying like, yeah, the lineup's really good, but the 2020 lineup with Frank Ocean and stuff would have been so much better. It was like Frank Ocean, Lana Del Rey. I'm not sure who the other headliner was, but that's a totally different lineup from the one this year, 2022, because that festival never happened. And then I don't think they did one last year. They like didn't announce anything last year.
I think I'm pretty sure the lineup this year, it was carried over from one of the last two that didn't happen.
So,
and they had to change. Who did they? Oh, they replaced Travis Scott with Billie Eilish.
Right. Travis
and
Scott.
And then Harry Styles was headlining also.
That will be good. Oh yeah, you love Harry.
And Billy also, I think, is playing.
Billy, Kanye West.
I literally would have gone just to see Harry Styles, because I think that would be such a cool place to see him.
Yeah,
like,
Sure.
I've never been to one of his shows. I wanted to go to the Fine Line one, but it was like sold out everywhere.
But Frank Ocean was headlining something Coachella related, and now he's not. And I think that must have been 2020. And Lana Del Rey was headlining.
Isn't she still playing?
I'm not sure. I have to check the schedule, but Frank Ocean's not. I guess he's not doing any shows anymore.
Yeah, he's not. His little brother died, so he's like not really putting music out.
Mm-hmm. That's sad, but I would like to see him live as well, because I love his music. But I think it will still be good anyways. And we have really good tickets that John, our brother, got me.
Well, I also really am the one that got them. And now I can't even go.
It's yeah, upsetting. Darian got tickets for her and John and then me and my friend and a couple of their friends. And then they aren't going. Is Gus going?
Gus can't go. He's tour rehearsals too.
Oh, wow. Well, that's unfortunate, but I'll be enjoying the tickets. I got my U.S. visa today, so I'm not leaving the country.
She's not going to get deported yet. Yes,
I'm staying in the U.S. I am allowed to be here for two more years, actually, which is really good because you're allowed to stay here for 6 months if you're a Canadian, but then my 6 months expires on April 5th and Coachella is April 15th. So I was really in a tough situation. I would obviously have to leave, miss Coachella, but all things are sorted. Obviously, it's just good in general because then I can stay and work here and stuff, but I'm happy I can go. And yeah, any other life updates from you?
No. How about you?
Well, I had a great event last night with Adidas Jewels. We're doing a 3-week pop-up at my store on Melrose. So that was really fun. Darian came by and got to experience the pop-up. You came to the last one though, didn't you?
Yeah, I came to both.
You didn't come to Heavy Manners.
No, I came to Heavy Manners.
Oh, yeah, you did come to Heavy Manners.
But you didn't have an event for that one.
Yeah, it was a little different because we didn't have a party. The last party we did was with Malibu Juice Club in December. You came to that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a different vibe. Like, last night was way more influencer-y, like, influencer gifting. It was, like, a lot of, like, TikTok people, Instagram people.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was a good event. Adidas is a great brand that I feel like we've been talking to them for years and a lot of like influencers in the space have worn their stuff and they're very well known. So it was really exciting to have them in the store and they were excited to be in LA cause they're from New York. So they were just like, we were mutually excited about the event and I think it went really well and we have them in store for a few more weeks. So you guys can come by and shop Adidas if you're in LA, at my store. It's super fun. I think that's it for life updates. Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Well, okay. Well, I don't have any current events planned. Can you think of anything off the top of your head that's like going on in the news right now?
Did you talk about the Will Smith, Chris Rock thing already?
We haven't talked about that. I just like can't talk about it because I've heard too much about it.
Yeah, it's like our parents, everyone's been talking so much about it. It's crazy. I mean, I think it's crazy that he did that at the Oscars.
I know.
Of all places.
Mm-hmm.
And I really thought that it was fake when I first saw it.
Yeah, it looked kind of fake because he didn't like punch him. Like he slapped him in the face.
Which you can fake easily.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like a weird thing to do. Like I thought the slapping was odd because if a guy was really mad, he would like usually punch someone in the face, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, it was the whole thing was just weird. Even the way that he like got up and just randomly like walked up.
It was like a long
after
walk.
The joke had already happened, like.
Yeah.
And he laughed, and then I think he realized that his wife was upset, and then he got up.
Yes, that was weird because he was laughing. I'm like, hey, wait, what? And then he like had to walk all the way to the front, which was probably took like 15-20 seconds at least for him to walk. And Chris Rock was just standing there.
Get the mic and like say something and like diss him back or something.
Yeah.
And then he just slapped him.
And then walked away and was like smiling. It was really weird.
And then he screamed, like he was yelling at him. And they muted the TV for 15 seconds.
Oh, really? I thought that they had the audio though.
Well, it aired in Australia because I guess they don't have to mute swearing in Australia or something. So that's where everyone got it.
Got it.
But in like North America, it was like just muted for like 15 seconds, which is crazy to do on like a broadcast. Like you never do that.
Wow. That was definitely crazy. And I don't think it was fake. It was just a weird situation. And I don't really know whose side I'm on. I feel like you can't punch someone or slap someone ever, especially on TV at the Oscars. It's just like not a classy thing to do. And it's kind of like, it's embarrassing.
I mean, if I was in that situation, like it's way better to just, you know, talk afterwards.
Yeah.
Like for if Will Smith had instead like pulled him aside afterwards and been like, that wasn't cool. Mm-hmm. Don't make jokes about my wife, especially when she has like a health condition and stuff.
Yeah.
Like don't cross the line rather than doing it in like, it's just kind of embarrassing for him too.
Yeah, exactly.
And now his career might like suffer from that, which I don't know.
Yeah, it might. It just is like something that people will talk about, like Kanye talking about Taylor Swift. Was that the Grammys?
Yeah, that was at the Grammys. But like, I mean, that was just a verbal thing.
Yeah, it's just like embarrassing though. And that's what people relate you with yeah. for a long time, which is
for
just,
sure.
Yeah. Like if you didn't do that, if you controlled yourself in that situation, it wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely better ways to deal with that in both of those instances, I think.
Yeah. But, the Kanye thing was crazier because he had nothing to do with that. It was like about Beyonce.
Oh, right.
He was like, Beyonce deserved to win this, whatever. Right. So like that was super random, but this people are now saying like this is like the new version of that, and people aren't going to talk about the Kanye Taylor Swift Grammys anymore because this is like the new version.
Kanye is just so happy. He's like, I have enough drama.
Yeah, seriously.
We talk about Kanye almost every week, so I mean, well, at least it's someone else that we're talking about.
I mean, he's doing his thing to make himself in the news.
That's true. Do you think that that's part of like marketing, or do you think that that's 100%. Actually how he feels?
He has a, that's like a thing that he does. Every time he's like dropping an album or a project, he'll like go on Twitter or whatever and start like causing some drama
mm-hmm.
because he knows like the attention will serve him. And like he did it right before Donda 2 came out and then everyone was talking about it.
Right.
Which he also sold on his stem player thing.
Right. That was a
and
whole
made
other
so
issue.
Much money off of it.
People bought the stem
player. Yeah. Because like a stem player, all the money goes to him and it's like whatever it was, like $50 or something mm-hmm. for the stem player, or $80 or something.
Yeah, I thought it was more.
He made more money in like a week than he would ever make on streaming.
That's crazy.
Which is insane.
It's smart, but he gets a lot of backlash. I guess that's the whole point. Like he doesn't care about negative backlash.
No.
Because he just wants people to talk about him. So in that way he's smart, but it just makes him look a little bit like he overshares a bit too much. Like,
I mean, he also is bipolar, so.
For sure,
that
yeah.
is I'm sure like a factor in like his behavior, but
that's definitely true. He's smart in the way that he's able to market himself, but I think he takes it too far if he's like sharing his kid's school and like
yeah I feel like you just shouldn't bring your kids into anything.
Yeah, it's more sad for everyone else involved who like yeah. doesn't choose to be in the news like with their parental drama. I think.
Yeah, and also like the kids are getting older and they definitely can access that stuff.
Mason definitely reads the news.
Mason does, for sure. And even North. She's on TikTok now.
Yeah, that's what Kanye was so mad. That's why he talked about the school.
Yeah.
It's all a little bit too much. Like, we don't need to know that information, you know?
No, we don't need to know where your kids go to school. That's not the information you should be divulging.
And when Pete was like, yo, it's Skeet.
That I still find so funny, and I actually cannot believe that Pete Davidson and Kim are like legitimately dating, and he has a tattoo that says my girl's a lawyer.
It's insane. Oh yeah, we haven't talked about that on the podcast too. My girl's a lawyer. He has her name branded on him, which is kind of crazy because you can't get rid of that.
I mean, he doesn't care because he has like 1,000 tattoos.
Yeah, that's
at
what
a certain
said, right?
point you just like they don't actually, like, it doesn't matter. Like, he doesn't care that he won't be able to get it off his body even if they break up.
I know, but that would drive me crazy.
Well, you're a very different person than Pete Davidson, Madison.
I guess he's, like, a tattoo person. Like, that's what he does. But branding, that's, like, another level. He's probably trying to prove that she's more meaningful than his other girlfriends.
Maybe. He's like, I gotta take it a step up. Because he did get tattoos for Ariana.
Yeah, I forget what they
were. Which he covered
up.
He had like her those like ears because like that's like her thing.
Oh yes.
Which I think they were here and he covered them up recently.
Yeah, I guess because tattoos you can cover up, but if it's branded into your skin, I don't think they can do anything about that.
No, and it's like a scar on your skin.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy. My girl's a lawyer. That's
pretty funny.
Kills me. I think he's a funny guy.
I mean, he's a comedian, so.
No, it's just crazy to think of them dating though.
No, I know it's weird. He's but, like not really her typical type.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know much about her past relationships, but obviously he seems very different than Kanye.
Yeah, fully opposites.
Well, we'll see what happens with that. Obviously Kanye and Julia Fox broke up. She had another like
that was a moment
from the Oscars. Did you hear?
No.
I forget what it was. She said the thing before that was like the reporter was like, maybe you should take a break from the billionaires, and she's like, no, never.
Good
and then
for
she
her.
Said something else that was funny at the Oscars, but I forget what it was. Not a great story. If I remember, if I can find it, I'll post it on her Instagram. But that is it, I think, for news that is like popping into my mind. Anything else?
Oh, Harry Styles' first single came out today.
Darian's a better person to ask about this stuff because I don't really consume the media. So what's the single?
It's called As It Was. The music video, I literally just watched it.
How was it?
It was really good. I really like everything that he does. It's like so much different than all the other male pop stars. Like Shawn Mendes also put a song out today, which I'm like, wow, gutty of you to do it on the same day as Harry.
Do you think he knew?
I mean, yeah.
They like would say, oh, Harry Styles has a song coming out.
Yeah, I mean, they're on different labels, but like he's with Sony, Harry, and
right.
Sean's with Universal, but like they all know. Technically, they're actually a day apart. Like Sean's came out yesterday, but like
Wednesday, doesn't really,
Thursday.
Oh,
and Harry's came out. It's like midnight in the UK.
Do you think that he did that because of Harry Styles?
I mean, I would think that he wouldn't want to put it out on the same day because it's like a competitor, but maybe he just like wants the song to come out. I think he moved it a day because of Harry.
That's what I mean. Like, oh, usually you put music out on Fridays, right?
I mean, yes, some people put them out on Thursdays. We do that sometimes.
Oh.
Just to have a day before New Music Friday. But yeah, I mean, I actually don't mind the Sean song, and I'm not like a huge Shawn Mendes like music listener. Mm. But I don't mind it. He's like very sad about his breakup with Camilla. Sad.
Well, I have to listen to it because I heard Camilla's song that's obviously about him.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like a response or something. I don't know.
It's funny because all of his like breakup songs are like still like really like nice because he's just like a nice guy.
Yeah, I can see it.
So, I mean, yeah, it's cute.
I'll have to listen.
The video, they actually shot a lot of the video at the Universal Music rehearsal space.
Oh, cool.
Because he's been rehearsing there with his band, which is just funny. And apparently they shot it and like didn't tell them and then just told them after.
Really?
Yeah, like they like had camera crews in and stuff and they were filming and like the Universal people didn't even know.
Oh, I see.
That he was shooting the music video there.
Interesting. That's very interesting. The other music related news I was thinking of was Role Model and Emma, because that's a pretty big deal. I didn't really know it was a big deal. I just thought that they looked nice in that picture.
I told you that's their first photo.
Yeah, but then I remembered like she'll like cover his face or like he'll be turned around.
They never have ever showed like they've actually never posted anything together. Like she still didn't post those were someone else, but they've literally never been like on a red carpet together or anything posed together ever.
But she was just in his music video, so
but it was the back of her head.
They're probably like, you know, slowly easing into being public, more public.
Totally.
I mean, like, I think it's cool that you're able to choose how much you share, and also like if you want to do a red carpet together, you should.
Yeah,
you don't need to post on your Instagram, but
for sure.
Yeah, I think people will respect that for sure, and like they just kind of know that you are not looking for opinions on your relationship, which is the best,
especially with social media relationships, because then like your day, let's say you're like doing something together, then it becomes like a content piece rather than just like living life.
That's true.
And I think with Role Model and Emma, like I personally like think their relationship is like cooler because they don't show everything.
It's true. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's so accessible. Like too everyone accessible. Shares because it works too. Like if you're a social media influencer, you kind of are relying on content to like keep yourself relevant. And right. it's hard to stay relevant because there's new people all the time that are doing things. And maybe it appears that they're doing them better than you because they're getting more attention. So like the TikTokers are the opposite of that, where they're thinking of ways to like draw attention to themselves because that's what they need to do to like, you know, stay in the news, and they want people to talk about them.
Yeah. And they know those videos will do well. And it's like when you know a video is going to get double the amount of views, it's hard to not do it.
Exactly.
Especially for those people, that's like their whole like life. So
yeah, they're like, they need views like if they are on TikTok. But I think Role Model and Emma are just lucky because they're established.
I mean, even that, like, his music video got significantly more attention than a normal music video of his would because of Emma being in it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, it becomes a slippery thing. Like, I think that their relationship is very genuine, and they seem like they don't care about that stuff. But then, you know.
Maybe he would if he notices that it gets double the views.
Yeah. Never know.
And she is taking a step back. So it's clear that she doesn't care that much about views, or maybe she just like had it for a long time and like it hasn't like brought her happiness or something. So
yeah,
who knows? But it'll be interesting to see if they start to like post more publicly, because there's a fine line. Like if you want to, you should be able to.
True.
But I get also like if you're Dixie and Noah Beck and you stop posting, people are like, oh, they broke up.
Which
like,
is so annoying.
It's not necessarily true. You just don't need to share everything.
Yeah, exactly. So,
very interesting. The pictures were cute. Everyone's outfits from the Oscars were great. Yep. You guys are going to the Grammys.
Yes.
No, not the actual Grammys.
No, I don't think we're going to the actual Grammys, but we're going to Vegas for some Grammy things.
That'll be fun.
I need to figure that all out still.
You need to choose. Did you get outfits?
No.
Darian, this is the most important thing.
I know. I was thinking about that today. I have just been so busy with other things.
You should order ASAP from Revolve.
I don't know. I think I can find something.
No, you need
between our closets, I'll be fine.
No, I don't think so. I think you should get some stuff from Revolve because you need some more dressy clothes anyways. So maybe I can style you.
I don't think it's going to come in time.
Well, when are you leaving?
Saturday.
Oh, easily. It'll come. It's... Oh.
Today's Thursday.
You could get next day delivery.
Yeah, but...
It'll come tomorrow.
Okay, well, we'll see. Anyway.
Anyways, so we have only a few minutes left because I have to go to a dinner party.
A pesto party.
Yeah, we're having pesto. So we want to talk quickly about hobbies because this is something that we've been discussing. We've been debating, you could say. I personally am of the opinion that nobody needs to have hobbies. At least not until you're, like, retired. Okay?
Okay.
When you're retired, your life is all about, like, hobbies and doing things that you genuinely want to do. But when you're young, you don't really have time to have a ton of hobbies. I don't really think that they're that important.
I don't think that they're not important. And I don't think people need hobbies. But I don't think there's any issue with people who want to have hobbies. That's my opinion.
I mean, when do you have time to have hobbies, though? Like, if you're not in, like, elementary school, how do you have time to have hobbies?
Well, some people work a 9-to-5 job. And
when are you going to do your hobbies?
After 5.
Like what? Like what's an example of a hobby?
Photography.
What are you going to, like, just take photos at your house?
No, like of your friends. I don't know.
Like
let's say I love film photography, which I do like, and I finished my work and I had like an hour and I was like, you know, I'm just going to like go around, take some photos of my friends, my dog. And
yes.
Then just like, but I'm not like taking them for a purpose. That's a hobby.
I know, but usually you're like, wouldn't you be like, okay, how can I do this like in a different, like in a way that I could monetize it? Like if it's film, for example, and you like love it, your hobbies become your job.
They don't necessarily.
Well, it could if you wanted it to.
Yeah,
like,
but maybe you don't want it to and you just want to do it for fun, which is
I don't
totally
think that
chill.
Anyone wants to do something and not get paid for it. Like not turn it into something that they can like have a benefit from. Because this is what you were saying. You were like, hobbies, you just do them for the purpose of them. Like there's no real benefit. Because
yeah.
I said working out is a hobby. And you're like, no, it's not because you're doing it for a reason. Like,
well, yeah, it's because like you're doing that to like stay healthy. So
yeah.
That's not really a hobby.
Well, I think it is.
No, that's not really a hobby. Like
I'm never going to monetize fitness. I mean, I could, actually.
You don't... The monetizing thing doesn't really matter, Madison.
Well, usually hobbies are unpaid.
Unless... Yeah, but, like, working out, that doesn't really fit in the box. Working out, more people actually make that into a job nowadays mm-hmm. with social media.
I know. You could. I think any hobby could be turned into a job, probably. Like, you could make money from any of your hobbies. And those are probably the best jobs, if you think about it. The only hobby that I could really think of that I may have is horseback riding, although I don't do it that much, and I feel like it's good exercise as well, so there's like a double benefit. Like,
I would say that's more of a hobby than like just working out, because horseback riding is not really inherently exercise, and you're not like going to the horse show, so that's more of a hobby.
Yeah, I guess I have a hobby then. But I don't do it very much because I don't have time. Who has time for hobbies when they're 25 years old?
Lots of people actually probably do. People who work 9-to-5 jobs.
I feel like not many people have time for hobbies. Because hobbies are, unless you're like an enthusiast, like a hobby enthusiast, they're like at the bottom of the list. Like you
well,
have your friends and family and social. Not for me. For like most people that I know.
Well, maybe most people that you know, but... it's all really relative to whatever your priorities are. Like some people maybe are like, I need an hour a week to paint for my mental health, or like because I just like need some space away from life so I can just chill.
I have never felt like that.
Yeah, but you're weird. Like you don't listen to music either, which I find so odd.
I guess that I guess that's the difference. Like, people want to do things to detach, which I don't personally need.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the space for a hobby. Yeah, because even horseback riding, I mean, I don't find it, like, relaxing.
And you also just, like, don't do it very often, so.
It's
you
kind of scary.
Do it twice a year.
It's also expensive, so I just, like, can't rationalize it. Like, hobbies are expensive, and then, I mean, it doesn't have to be, I guess.
No.
But, like, if it's expensive, like, I was like, oh, maybe I should take dance classes again, because I used to dance and whatever. But, like, it's everything's so expensive, so I just don't, because I don't care that much. But I guess if it was higher on your priority list, then you would.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think working out is a hobby. I will not change my opinion on that one. You guys can let us know on Instagram what your hobbies are, if you think that they're relaxing or...
It depends what the hobby is. Some people's hobby could be like going to the gun range, which isn't relaxing.
Oh my God. Well, maybe it is for them. Maybe they're escaping from their life.
Could be.
The pressures of daily life. I don't know. You guys tell us your opinions because I still feel strongly on my side with this.
I think you're a little off on this one.
I'll have some hobbies when I'm retired. Because I want to learn how to play tennis and golf.
Oh, I'm already learning how to play golf.
What else?
That's a hobby.
Well, it's exercise.
It's not really exercise.
Kind of.
It makes your body sore, but it's like you're not active. Unless you're walking.
Mm.
It's just because like you're twisting and doing motions that you don't normally do.
Well, it's like, why do you do it then?
It's fun.
Why is it fun?
I mean, I'm a person that has grown up my whole life playing sports, and I no longer can. Because like, I'm not going to, what am I going to join a soccer league?
You could. Mom used to play soccer.
What?
Mom played house league soccer when she was like 40.
No, she did not.
Yes, she did.
What?
Darian, she played house league soccer.
Did she even know how to play soccer?
Wait, we need to ask her about that.
I think you're making this up.
No, 100% she played house league soccer.
What?
Let's ask her.
I know dad played hockey, but there's no way mom played soccer.
Yes, she did. I remember it so clearly. It's literally in my brain. I can picture it perfectly. I think I might have gone to a few games with her.
I feel like I wasn't born yet.
No, you were. We were like 14 and 12 or something.
Okay, I don't remember that at all.
Well, you could join a league. Anyways, we should ask mom and we'll update you guys next week. Cool. About her house league soccer days. But that's it. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for joining. Darian's done.
Sorry,
with
Lauren
episode.
Just texted us.
Did she get into Harvard?
She said waitlisted at UPenn and Brown.
Oh,
so I don't think she got into any.
Waitlisted at UPenn and Brown. Okay,
that's like pretty good though.
Yeah, not rejected.
Not rejected.
Okay, well, Lauren will have some updates for sure next week. We will talk to you guys next Friday. Bye.
Bye.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.